the will of the Lord. Brother Edmund, we're going to get you to preach from this podium here this morning, and then later on we'll get you to preach up top. I guess I should suggest that during the break there will be food downstairs, some tea, coffee, and cookies. We're going to put out the brochures for the next month during the break, and we will also need some men to move the pulpit into position for the next meeting. So if you can help us in those activities, we would appreciate it. Brother Edmund, thank you.
I'd like to bring greetings to you from the believers gathered in Singapore. Bethesda Hall, Ang Mo Kio. So we bring you greetings, warmest greetings from the saints. And we are thankful to the Lord that this morning we can gather in His name and remember that He is with us this morning. And if you do drop by in Singapore, do drop by to visit us, and we will love to show you around. So today's meditation, this morning's meditation from God's Word, will be taken from Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9, I'll be reading from the NIV, the New International Version. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Joseph 8, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm going to give to them, to the Israelites. And I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the river Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that is written in it. Then you will be very prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go. So as you read through this chapter, we see seven words of encouragement from the Lord. When we are discouraged, when we feel sad, we need words of encouragement. And it is the Word of God that gives us the words of encouragement from the Lord. In this passage, the first word of encouragement is in verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. After the death of Moses, servant of the Lord, in verse 1, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Joseph 8, Moses, my servant, is ready to cross the Jordan River into the land. So the first word of encouragement is to Joshua. Moses passed away from the scene of time. Moses is dead. Moses could not enter the promised land because he disobeyed God. But Joshua was chosen by God to take over the leadership of Moses. And this is the first word of encouragement from the Lord to Joshua. Joshua, you now, from now onwards, you take over the leadership, and that you will lead the people of Israel into the promised land. In the same way as Moses led the people out of slavery from Egypt, now the second generation of Israelites will be led by Moses, by Joshua, into the promised land. It's a reminder to us that the Israelites, very soon they will be crossing into the promised land. And the first word of God to Joshua, the word of encouragement to Joshua, is to take over the leadership of Moses. And Joshua is going to serve the Lord, and he is going to be the Lord's servant. The second word of encouragement is to the Israelites. It says here, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you and all the people get ready to cross into the Jordan, into the land I'm going to give to them, to the Israelites. The word of encouragement is not only to Joshua, but the word of encouragement is to the Israelites to get ready to cross into the river Jordan. It is a new beginning for the Israelites. In the same way, it will be a new beginning for every one of us, because very soon we will leave 2015 behind us, and that we will face a new year ahead of us. To the Israelites, to the second generation of Israelites, it was a new beginning for them, because they're going to leave the wilderness and they're going to enter into the promised land. The land flowing with milk and honey, the land of blessings, where they will enjoy the crops of the land, where they will drink the water from the land, and they will enjoy a bountiful harvest. And so the Israelites, the second word of encouragement is to the Israelites to go into the promised land, to go into the promised land. And for us, as believers in the Lord Jesus, we look forward to our inheritance in heaven. To the Israelites, their inheritance is the land of Israel, the promised land. But to us, our inheritance is not on earth, because we know that our stay on earth is only a temporary stay here. We are only pilgrims. We are just passing by. And God has reserved for us an inheritance that will never fade away, that he has reserved that for us in heaven. So to us as believers, it is not the promised land, but it is the inheritance that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we thank God that in the Lord Jesus we are saved, we are redeemed by his blood. We are gathered here this morning to remember his love for us. And as believers, we look forward to our inheritance in heaven. We look forward to a new year, 2016. In a few days' time, we will be celebrating our new year. But we also look forward to his second coming, where he will come to receive us back to himself. We look forward to the day when we hear the trumpet call, the voice of the archangel, when the Lord will come and take us all to be with him. And so let us encourage one another as we read the word of God. We are reminded the first word of encouragement is to Moses. The second word of encouragement is to the Israelites. The third word of encouragement is found in verse 7. In verse 7, I'd like to read verse 7. It says here, be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. In verse 4, it's in verse 6, be strong and very courageous. We have two words of encouragement, to be strong and very courageous in verse 6, and another one in verse 7. And so we need to be strong in the Lord. We need to have the courage to live for him. Our strength is not in ourself. Our strength is not in our ability, but our strength is in the Lord. And so we are reminded that we stand on redemption ground and that we need to be strong in the Lord, not to be afraid. As we look forward to New Year 2016, We know that there are many uncertainties. Life is so uncertain. Sometimes we plan to do certain things, but we have to change our plan because of circumstances. We have to change our plans. So the plans that we make may not be definite. Sometimes things do have to change, and we make the changes according to the situation that we're in. So life is full of uncertainties. As we look at the world around us, there are wars, rumors of wars, the climate change, and many things are happening around in this world. And as we look forward to a new year in 2016, we don't really know what is going to happen, but we know that we need to be strong, we need to have the courage to live for the Lord. Sometimes when we are discouraged, we know who to go to. An encouragement is from the Lord and from His Word. So let us be strong and have the courage to serve the Lord faithfully where He has placed us, and to live for Him and to walk closer with Him. We need to be strong in the Lord because we are fighting a battle every day. We have the sinful nature in us. We thank God that we are saved and redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. We are saved from the penalty of sin. We know that our names are written in the book of life. And in the Lord Jesus, we have eternal life. But we still have the sinful nature in us, the old man in us. And so we need to fight the battle every day, fighting against our sinful self and our sinful way of life. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul reminded the believers to be strong in the Lord and put on the armor of God. Because our battle is not against the things of this world, but the battle we fight is against the principalities, against the devil and his foes, and also our sinful nature in us. So we thank the Lord that as we look forward to a new year, we know that it is the Lord who gives us the word of encouragement. It is the Lord who reminds us to be strong and to be courageous. Particularly for the children of Israel, they were going to go into the promised land and many battles for them to fight. We have the first city they have to conquer is the city of Jericho, and then later on Ai and the other cities as well. So when they go into the promised land, it's not going to be easy for them, for the Israelites, because they will have to conquer various cities. And they will have to face the enemy in front of them. But God's encouragement to the Israelites is don't be discouraged, be strong as you go into the battle. For the battle and the victory doesn't belong to us. The battle and the victory that we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let us be strong and courageous. Let us not be discouraged, but to be strong in the Lord and to be courageous to live for Him and to walk closely with Him. The fourth word of encouragement is taken in verse 9. Do not be discouraged. I'd like to read verse 9. Do not be discouraged. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. When we face the trials of life, when we go through the difficulties of our life, we do get discouraged from time to time. But we thank the Lord for reminding us that we need not to be discouraged. Because when we are discouraged, it means we have no faith in God. But if we have faith in God and we trust in the Lord, we need not be discouraged. Even when times of difficulty comes along our way. And I have met many believers in my home assembly. They feel discouraged when they go through a difficult time. I remember many years ago, I visited a member of our assembly back in Singapore. He was going through a difficult time. I visited him in hospital. He was not well. And so I visited him, and he was feeling very discouraged. He was serving the Lord faithfully for many years, but he was not well, and he had to be in hospital. And so he had to go for kidney dialysis because his kidneys were not working well. And so I visited him, and he said to me, "Edmund, can you pray for me?" I said, "Yes, I'll pray for you." And he says this, "Can you pray for me that the Lord will take me home now?" Well, he's not referring to his home in Singapore, but he was referring to his home in heaven. He held my hand, and he was in pain, and he said, "Please pray for me that the Lord will take me back. I'm suffering in pain. I don't want to suffer anymore. You know, please pray to God that the Lord will take me back to heaven to be with him. And all my sufferings and my pains will be over." Did I pray that prayer? I didn't. I did not pray that prayer. I told him this, that in our pain, in our suffering, the Lord is with us. And he will give us the pain. He give us the strength to bear the pain. But I cannot pray to the Lord that the Lord will take him back to heaven now. Because our life is in God's hands. He decides when we will have to go home to be with him. Not we. We do not make the decision. The Lord makes the decision. In his sovereignty, and according to his perfect timing, he will take us back. And so I remembered, I did not pray for him that the Lord will take him back. But I pray to the Lord that the Lord will grant him strength to go through his time of pain and suffering. Few days later, I visited him again, and he asked me to pray for him because he's going to be discharged from the hospital. And so I prayed for him, and a few days later, when he was at home, he celebrated his birthday. And his grandchildren and his children were there in his home. And then after his dinner, after cutting the birthday cake and having a wonderful time with his grandchildren, he was about to go to bed. But before he reached his bedroom, he collapsed and the Lord took him back. And so, the Lord's timing was really wonderful. The Lord took him back on his day of his birthday. And so, I was there to conduct his funeral, and I read the scriptures, and we sang a few hymns, and remembered his life. So we thank God that the Lord's word to us is not to be discouraged, but to continue to trust in him. The next word of encouragement is taken from verse 7. It's taken from verse 7. It says here, "Be strong and very courageous, and be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." The next word of encouragement to us from the Lord is to continue to read his word. To continue to read his word. To the people of Israel, it was the law that God gave to them. But to us as believers, it is the word of God. So we thank God that we have his complete word with us. And it's a reminder to us to meditate on the word of God, to read his word. Verse 8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate upon it day and night. And so it's a reminder to us to read the Word of God, to meditate on it, to think through what we have read, and let the Word of God speak to our hearts, individually and personally. And let us read the Word of God every day. Let the Bible reading be a part of our daily life. Some people, they will only read the Bible when they go to church. And so the Bible is in the bookshelf most of the time, hardly touched. But it is important for us to read God's Word every morning and to meditate upon it and to think through what the Lord has spoken to us. Because as we read God's Word, it is the Word of God that will change our life. It is the Word of God that will transform us. And it is the Word of God that will draw us closer to Him. And it is the Word of God that gives us encouragement in times when we are discouraged. And so, let us read the Word of God. For myself, I'll do it every day, in the morning, before my breakfast. My son knows my habit. He knows that I read the Bible every day before breakfast. So, no breakfast unless I've read my Bible. And so, for us, many of us, we read the Bible. And so we can read the Bible in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening. Doesn't matter. I think the most important is for us to continue our daily Bible reading and continue to read through, continue to let the Word of God search our hearts, show us where we have gone wrong, where are our mistakes, and to let the Word of God show us the direction that He wants us to take and what He wants us to do for Him and for His glory. And so, let us read the Word of God. Let us continue to meditate on His Word, and let us continue to think through what He has spoken to us through His Word. There was a young man who wanted to serve the Lord. He came to me and he said, I wanted to go to a Bible college. I wanted to go to a Bible seminary to learn more about the Bible. And I asked him a very simple question. Have you been reading the Word of God every day? He says, no. Sometimes he reads, sometimes he doesn't read. So I told him that before you ever think of going to the Bible seminary or Bible college, it is important to read the Word of God for ourselves. Because you have not been reading the Word of God, and you have not been reading His Word, so how can we think of going to a Bible college or to a Bible seminary? So it is important for us to read God's Word. Let the Word of God search our hearts, because we know that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And so that's the word of encouragement to us from the Lord, to read His Word, to meditate. But more important, the last word of encouragement is to obey His Word. He says here in verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. So we need to be careful as we read the Word of God. We need to divide the Word of God in the right way and to be able to differentiate the difference between truth and error. Sometimes there are many false teaching that is going around, and so we need to read God's Word so that we will know the truth that is found in God's Word, so that we will know the truth, the difference between truth and error, between truth and error. This morning I switched on to the television, and there was a channel that talks about, you know, it's a Christian program, and there was this preacher who talks about about healing those who were sick, and many people came to the meeting, and he put his hands on their foreheads and prayed for the healings, and those who were lame, those who are not able to walk, suddenly they're able to walk. But we need to be very careful because we know that when we are not well, we pray to the Lord for healing. But God heals according to His will, according to His sovereignty. If we are not well, we pray to the Lord for healing. The Lord heals if it's His will. But there are times when people are not well, they pray to the Lord for healing, that what they will not heal, they did not recover. So it's God's will. So we thank the Lord that we need to know the difference between truth and error. And so as we read the Word of God, we need to be very careful, and we need to not only be careful, but also we need to obey the Word of God. It says here, be strong and very, very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. And so it's a reminder to us to be careful and to obey. Many times we fall into sin because we disobey God's word. And we know where we have fallen and where we have gone wrong. And the word of God shows us where we have gone wrong. And we need to come back to the Lord, repent, come back to the Lord. And so it's a reminder to us that it's so easy to read the word, but I think it's one step further. We need to obey, because it is obedience that brings blessing and victory. If we read the word of God and we do not obey, there is no victory. The victory comes when we obey God's word. It's just like a person who is not well. He knows he needs to take medication to recover, but he doesn't take the medication. He doesn't want to take the medication. Then he will not recover if he doesn't take the medication. He will only recover when he listens to the doctor's instruction and takes the medication accordingly. And so in the same way, we need to read God's word, but we need to obey. Just as in the same way, the only way for a person to recover when he's not well is to take medication. There are some people who don't like to take medication, right? There was a man, an old man, whom I know. He was not well. He visited the doctor. He was asked to take a couple of medicine. He doesn't want to take. He says he doesn't want to take the medicine. He just believe in prayer and God will heal him. He doesn't need to take the medication. So I explained to him that it's important to listen to the doctor's instruction and listen to his word and to follow the instruction as to how much to take and when to take. It's only when we take the medication that he will recover, but he did not really take the medication. Sometimes he'll take it, sometimes he'll forget. So, but did he recover? He did not really recover, right? In fact, his illness became worse. So, same thing as the Word of God. We need to read, right? As we read the Word of God, we have the knowledge. We know His will for us, the direction He wants us to take. But I think it's one step further. We need to obey His Word. And that's what all of us are struggling with, including myself. We all struggle with that. Because we have a sinful nature in us, and the sinful nature in us says no. All right, don't obey the word of God. You know, do things according to your own way. But we know that we need to stay close to the Lord and to obey His word, so that it is by the application of God's word in our hearts that we will grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And so we have 7 words of encouragement from the Word of God this morning from the book of Joshua. The first word is a word of encouragement to Joshua to take over the leadership of Moses. The second word of encouragement is to Israel to go in and possess the promised land. But we are reminded that our promised land is not here. It's our inheritance is reserved for us in heaven. Second word of encouragement is to be strong and courageous. The fourth word of encouragement is not to be discouraged. And then the other word of encouragement is to be to read his word, and then also to obey his word. But one more word of encouragement. He says here in verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. So then, as we face the new year ahead of us, 2016, we know that the Lord will go before us, leading us along the way. Just like the people of Israel, they were led by the cloud of, they were led by the pillar of cloud in the day, in the pillar of fire by night. We know that. The people of Israel traveled through the desert for 40 years, and they were led by the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. And so may the Lord be with us. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. May we continue to walk with the Lord and maybe find encouragement from his word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word to our hearts. We thank you for this morning, reminding us as we face the new year ahead of us, we don't